Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good afternoon, people. Hey, and thank you so much, Isaiah, for your wonderful introduction that you do so eloquently every time you introduce me here on Blog Talk Radio on our platform, Home-Based Business 101. And, hey, I want to thank the 27,829 people that have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101, truly making us listener-supported radio. Hey, without those listeners, we just would be broadcasting and talking to ourselves. But 27,829 people have chosen to stop by here and listen to information that we share. Well, if you know, the other day we did a program around President Obama's program and his initiative that he's put out called Startup America. Startup America, which he's encouraging entrepreneurship and entrepreneur development. And today we're doing a follow-up program that's titled Your Opportunity Awaits You. This is a follow-up program to President Obama's message about Startup America. And, you know, we're going to have a special guest on today via from a telethon that we did, past weekend, which was a tremendous, tremendous success. And, you know, our company did, people in our company, out of Michigan area, did a telethon, a 15-hour telethon. I mean, woo, they had some tremendous testimonies that was given that day that just shares, you know, even more reasons why to get involved in this hottest trend that we're dealing with called e-commerce. E-commerce. And, hey, so we want to make sure that, you know, we share that information today. Because a lot of you might not have known about our telethon, didn't get a chance to be on our telethon, didn't get a chance to hear the testimonials of all of the different people that spoke. And so today I'm going to be sharing one of those people's messages, and then throughout the next 2 weeks I'll be sharing most of those messages and then also letting you know about when the next telethon is coming up. And we have a special broadcast tonight with our company, and I'll be sharing information with you about that as we finish the show up later on. And, hey, you know, I'm just excited to be able to share this information with you. And it's just been an exciting week. I mean, you know, some major celebrities signed up to partake in our company this week. Bob Johnson from BET, created BET and own part of the Charlotte Bobcats. Well, he's now a member of our company, Zam Zoo. Joel Osteen, you know, and I know a lot of you have heard of him. You know, I mean, you know, hey, tremendous positive ministry. Hey, he's now part of Zam Zoo. And this last person, I know you've heard of him because you probably heard of his place called Potter's House. Yeah, I'm talking about none other than the one and only T.D. Jakes. He's now a part of Zam Zoo. So as Isaiah says, you know, if you're not Zam Zoo, and I don't know what you're doing. Let me hear what my grandson says real quick about that.
If you're not Zam Zooing, I do not know what you're doing. Because by Zam Zooing, you get to save and make money, and that's my message to you.
All right, Isaiah. Thank you for that message about if you're not Zam Zooing, I don't know what you're doing. Hey, anytime the quality of people like that are signing up in this business, why not you? Why not you? Now, I know, you know, you're still for some of you just to listen in and say, well, you know, because they signed up, sign me up. I know, you know, we need to do a little bit more than that. Now, for some people, hey, that's impressive enough. But, I mean, you need to know about the opportunity and why the opportunity is great. And so the person that I'm going to bring up today is, again, a person with tremendous, tremendous credibility who was a part of the telethon this past Saturday. And I'm going to play what he said this past Saturday on the telethon. He's an attorney, an assistant pastor, and was a member of the 1997 National Championship team at Michigan. He played on that same team. You know who else was on that team who won a Heisman? Yeah, Charles Woodson was one of his teammates. You knew who else was on that team? Yeah, Brian Greasy. Uh-huh, yeah, Greasy's son was on that team. And so he knows about winning. He's also an attorney. He knows about the law. And, I mean, the list and list of his accolades go on and on and on. And so, hey, what we're going to do at this point, we're going to sit back and we're going to listen to what Mr. Terrence Quinn shared this past Saturday on the telethon. And I'll be back at you after we hear Terrence Quinn's testimony.
Is a graduate from the University of Michigan. He played football at the University of Michigan, and we're excited because they were champions in the year. I think and I'm glad that Terrence is doing this presentation. He also went to the University of Michigan's law school. At the University of Michigan, he graduated at the top of his class. University of Michigan, as you know, is in the top 10 of the law school, and I am so glad that Terrence Quinn was there because not only did he graduate from law school, but he decided he went ahead and he worked for a well-known law office when he graduated, and after he graduated, he decided that he wanted to also have his own law firm. Presently, Terrence Quinn has his own law firm. He is also a pastor. He is a pastor in his church. He works diligently in the community. He's married and have a beautiful wife. He has two wonderful children. Terrence is a director in this company, ZamZoo. He is traveling nationwide and bringing people into the company. He is sharing information with others to help others become financially free. He is also giving and doing other numerous things within this company. He's working closely with another director, Von Nickelberry. Terrence Quinn is moving forward, and he is building a team to help others become financially free. He is going to share some exciting information with you today, and I am excited that Terrence has given us this opportunity so that he can help everyone on this call, become financially free and give you what you need. I hope at this time you have your ink pens, your paper ready, because you should be ready to take notes, because right now Terrence is going to share some exciting information with us. Terrence, are you on the call?
Hey, Sally, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
All right. Thank you so much for that introduction and everything. I think I paid you well. You're doing an amazing job with this company as well. And what amazes me is that you're able to do that with the busy schedule that you have. I mean, you've been working in administration with the University of Michigan for a long time, married, very involved in the church as well, family and everything. And you've still been able to find success with this company. And I just congratulate you on that and just thank you for all that you're doing. And one thing along those lines is that that's one of the powers of this company that we're working with. It's really just an amazing thing. And every time I talk about this company, it kind of amazes me because, you know, I was the guy who was totally against doing any kind of business like this. People would come to me all the time, and they would always try to get me to get involved in whatever they were doing and wanted me to make money with them and probably make money for them. And I always said I would never have anything to do with anything like this. That was me. I was that guy. And part of the reason was because, you know, all my life I had seen family and friends who were a part of this company. It's not this company, but a part of this kind of industry or this kind of business or whatever. And I had never seen any of them make any money. You know, I also was concerned about the fact that so many people were pushing these products. They're driving around town and with all this makeup in their trunk, or they were, you know, trying to convince people to drink their new super juice and stop drinking the juice that they like and pay extra for it and all of those kind of things. And I wasn't interested in chasing my family and friends around pushing some product on them. I wasn't going to do that. I had a good job working at a major law firm in the state of Michigan, and that was good enough for me. I didn't want to get in that game. And, of course, the other side of me, the other part, the other reason why I didn't want to have anything to do with it was because I knew for a fact, if you let me tell it back then, that they were all some kind of scheme, some kind of scam, some kind of pyramid deal, and I didn't want to have anything to do with it, period. And so I went on about my life, having fun, making money at the law firm, traveling for the firm, and doing those things and saying I would never do anything like that. And that's why I laugh today, because here I am. So what got me to this point? What changed it all for me? Well, My brother-in-law, Sally, who you mentioned, Von Nickelberry, he talked to me about this business, or at least tried to, for a period of 2 years. He was already involved in the company for 2 years. And I didn't listen. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. I wouldn't even let him tell me about it. I knew it had something to do with travel, but I wouldn't even let him talk to me about it. Well, what happened from that point was one day he called me. I was at work. He was at home, first of all. And he called me while I was at work, probably working on some big major brief. And he said, "Are you going to lunch today?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I got to eat something." He said, "Well, let me take you out to lunch. And how about you come over to lunch with me? We meet across the street from your office." He said, "You just sit there and listen. I'll buy." And he had never bought before, so that was one major deal. He said, "I would buy." And he said, "I just want you to sit, eat, and listen, and then go back to work." So, of course, I did. And on the way over there, he doesn't know this, but on the way over there, I said to myself, I said, "Well, whatever this is, I am not doing it. But what I am going to do is I'm going to at least listen to him. It's my brother-in-law. You know, at least listen to him, and I'll figure out how I can help him be successful." And so that's what I did. I sat and listened, and he told me some of the things that everybody on this line saw before you got on this call when you looked at our presentation for this company. He shared some of that stuff with me, and it intrigued me. It caused me to do what lawyers do. I went back to my office, and I spent that afternoon researching the company like crazy. I studied the founders. I studied the people in the business. I studied the products and the industry. And, of course, that led me to studying what is a pyramid, what is a Ponzi scheme, and is this company that? And what I discovered was a few things. We didn't have products. It was all online. So that was a major deal, right? It was not a pyramid scheme. The company was publicly traded. And for me as a lawyer, that spoke volumes, because what I know is that that means that the Securities and Exchange Commission examined this company like crazy, much better than I could have. And we were so exposed at that time, meaning everything about us was out in the open. There was no way it could be a pyramid scheme. So at that point, what that did for me, it made me back up and move away from that excuse for not wanting to get involved. But look at this. I ended up discovering one other thing that was powerful for me. I discovered that this business model of network marketing, something that I never wanted to talk about before, it scared me to even think of that word. I didn't like it. That this business model was probably one of the smartest and most efficient income-generating structures out there, period. And here's why. Where else can you be a part of a system? We hear this slogan from J. Paul Getty where he said, "I would rather earn 1% of 100 people's effort than 100% of my own." Where in the world can you find a system where you are earning, benefiting from the efforts of others, and you aren't paying them, and they want you to? See, to me, what I see when I think about this industry is I see something that rewards teamwork at the highest level. And me being a former athlete, that's major. I know the power of teamwork. And this rewards teamwork at the highest level. We all work together, helping each other reach the goals that we want to have. And that's pretty amazing to me. Frankly, it wasn't about getting paid for travel or getting paid for shopping. That wasn't an objection that I had. But that just made sense. If I could do that, and for $49.95 a month right now, that's all it takes. If I could do that, that just made sense. It wasn't about the tax advantages, because, of course, it just makes sense to be a business owner to some degree because of the tax advantages that that provides for you. It wasn't about that. My problem was network marketing, and at that time paying $400 and $50 a month to get involved. And see, of course, today it's different. We're talking about a $49 decision today. That's all. That puts someone in a situation where they're involved in what I believe, at least, is the most efficient income-generating structure out there that you can control your own schedule with. And see, that was part of my problem at that time in my life. See, I was working for that large law firm at that time, and it was a great job. It was a prestigious firm. Had a good time. It was actually a good firm to work for. But one of the problems I had, and anybody on this line who's an attorney understands what I'm talking about, the billable hour. I had to work so hard to meet those billable hours. It actually controlled how I even approached the work, because I had to meet those billable hours in that law firm. And that was a terrible situation. Now, it's not bad, because it's just the model of the law firm life. But for me, it's not what I wanted. I wanted something better. And I remember praying and even thinking, every day I would walk into that law firm, it's got to be something better than this. And by the way, that law firm was one of the top firms as far as best places to work in the country. It was listed in books as that. But for me, that lifestyle, here I am a grown man, graduated from one of the top law schools in the world, and I have other people controlling how much money I can get paid, no matter how much I work, and also telling me how much I had to work. That just didn't sit well with me. And fortunately, my brother-in-law was persistent during that time period, and he talked to me about this business. Fortunately, I went on and got involved that same day that he talked to me about it, and it's been a tremendous ride ever since. Now, see, this teamwork at the highest level has produced great things for people, and it's been a significant deal. And so because of this model, what I do is try to share it with as many people as I can. And so I talk to all types of people, and oftentimes I get the biggest objections from people who are attorneys because they're like me. They're skeptical. We're paid to be skeptical, right, for other people. I talk to people, and one of those people that I spoke to over time was a friend of mine. I went to high school. That was in high school same time as I was, from the same city. She happened to be a lawyer as well, and she just happened to be a city attorney for the city where she lived, one of the assistant to city attorneys, and she still is. And so I spent some time talking to her, and, of course, she was skeptical as well. Eventually, she went on and got involved, and she's been doing amazing things with it since that time. And I've actually asked her to join me on this call just so she can give her perspective from her city attorney perspective on this industry. Miss Atlanta Robbins, are you out there?
Terrence, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Hey, listen, thank you so much for joining me on this call. I just wanted to ask you real quick, just so you can share from your perspective, you know, how was it that you were able to move from skepticism like I had into being in this business and enjoying it like you've told me that you do? Just tell a little bit of your story.
Well, Terrence, you know, as an attorney, you know, like you said, we get paid to be skeptical. But I had to look at my life and what I needed and what I needed for my financial freedom. And I was at a point, even I worked for a municipality, and we worked long and hard hours, but that municipality is only going to pay you as much as they're going to pay you. Sometimes they're only going to pay you as much as the budget amount. Every year I had to worry about whether I'm going to be laid off. And even during that time period, can you believe that my secretarial staff was making more money than me? I was the senior assistant attorney, and my secretarial staff was making more money. And so I had to look at myself and say, well, what can I do to pay off some of these loans, to pay off this credit card debt that I had? And so I had a chance to look at this business, and I'm so glad you brought it to me, because that was one of the reasons I got involved, is because I needed to have a financial push. I needed to find a way to make money from the front end and the back end. And see, that residual income is going to help me make that money from the front and the back end. It's been proven. It's done that for me. And it's a way, also, as a home-based business, when I didn't have any itemized deductions, I can make more money just from the money that I get back. Do you know those, the taxes, that's your money. We want to get that refund back. And so I saw all of those things, and I paid close attention when you showed it to me. And, yes, I was skeptical. I was skeptical. You know, I get paid to analyze for my clients. One of my biggest clients, I represent the Board of Trustees of the retirement system of the whole government. They are trustees and fiduciaries of over hundreds of millions of dollars in assets. And, you know, at a time when investments were going bad and the market was low, people were worried, were they going to get their pension check? And rightfully so. But we had to look at the investment companies and find out what is it that is lasting. Because these companies, they're going to go through tests. And when I look at that, I have to analyze. And what I did with this company was analyze if they've gone through tests, but most importantly, have they come through the test? And so when I looked at that and I saw that this company is a solid business because of the test, and because they came through the test and came even higher and higher, Terrence, it was a decision that I had to make because it made sense to me.
I remember that. So I remember that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Alan.
No, and so when I looked at it, it didn't make it. I had to get involved. When I look at the fact that a $50 investment can turn thousands and even millions of dollars, does that make sense to me? Yes. So I got involved, Terrence. Back to you.
Hey, thanks so much. Yeah, and I remember that. And you're right. A $50 decision is what we're dealing with. And now, with this program that's in place now, as of next week, with the Z-Kit that our founder, Scott Tomer, is going to be talking about today at 5 o'clock Eastern time, I'm telling you, it's just expanded and it's just exploded, and I'm just super excited about all of this, and it all continues to remind me of where I was about 4.5 years ago in the world of skepticism. You know, and like we both talked about, Atlanta, we are paid to be skeptical for people, and people are happy that we're skeptical for them. But, you know, the problem that I found and the problem that I've discovered is that skepticism is something that it's like a something choking you around your throat, because I would walk around being so super happy and excited about the fact that I was skeptical. I was proud of the fact that I was skeptical, and anything you bring to me, I'm going to be skeptical about it. And that skepticism was leading me into a miserable place. And the reason was because this. It wasn't because I didn't like the firm. The firm was great. It wasn't because I didn't like practicing law. Practicing law is a cool deal. But it was because being in the situation that I was in, I never really had a true opportunity for better. I was going to be in that same circle during that whole time. Day after day, I would run by different partners at that law firm who had been practicing for 20 and 30 years, and they would be saying, it's got to get better than this. They were saying the same thing I was saying. And so I was able to see in the future what my future was going to be like at that prestigious law firm. I was going to be the same guy 20 or 30 or 40 years from then, being skeptical still and being miserable, although I was making good money. It wasn't just about the money. And that's one thing that scares me. When I sit and think about the fact that had I not listened, had I not paid attention, it was a great – it just made sense to get paid to travel. It makes sense to get paid when you shop. It makes sense to get paid when other people shop and nobody's spending any extra money. And for a $49.95 decision, that's a no-brainer. But it scares me to think, where would I be today? What would I be doing today had I decided to forego the $400 decision? And it terrifies me to think, where would I be today if it was only $49 and I didn't go with it? I mean, it's, where would I be? I would still be in that law firm allowing other people to tell me how much time I had to put in for their future, how much money I could make, and on top of that, never consulting me about either one of those decisions. It scares me. And, of course, I'm not talking against working for anybody. I'm not talking against working for the company. That's not what this conversation is about. I'm talking about not putting myself in a situation within an industry and a trend that makes sense that could literally enhance my income portfolio and move me into a place of the residual income world. That's what I'm talking about. And I was there in skepticism. Skepticism almost caused me to be limited in what I could provide for my family, my children, and my children's children. And when I think back on that, I laugh about the fact that I'm doing this now because I said I would never do it. But I also am frightened by the fact that one decision could have kept me in that situation. And so here we are today, and all of you on this line, you've had an opportunity to look at what we're working with, and I know you know it makes sense. And I would bet that probably you share some of the concerns that I had. And just let me tell you, only from my experience, it's a phenomenal deal. It's a $49 decision. I spent that last night on dinner with my wife and my kids. $49 is the difference between your current situation and what could be a better situation. For you, does it make sense to get paid when you shop? For you, does it make sense to get paid when others shop? What about taking that vacation and getting paid when you do that as well? Does that make sense? And then does it make sense to pay $49.95 a month so that whenever anyone that you know shops or travels, you get paid? Does it make sense to do that? Do you want residual income? That's what we're talking about. That's what I've been blessed to tap into. And I'm so excited that my brother-in-law stuck with me and was persistent, invited me out to lunch, and paid for my lunch that day. Matter of fact, I think I owe him lunch, but don't you all tell him I said that. Hey, listen, here's what I want you to do. I would just like to encourage everybody here to contact the person who invited you on this call. Let them know that, you know, I mean, thank them, first of all, for inviting you on this call, because they could have invited anybody on this call. Tell them thank you for thinking of you. And then on top of that, I would encourage you to tell them, let's get started. Tell them, listen, it's a $49 deal. Let's just go ahead and make that happen. Give yourself a shot for $49. I want to thank you all so much for joining us on this call. Listen, we got calls all day. That 5 o'clock call with our founder about that Z-Kid is going to be a...
All right. We was listening to a call that was done this past Saturday in which we had a telethon, and that was Mr. Terrence Quinn, who's an attorney, assistant pastor, was a member of the 1997 Michigan National Championship team, teammate of Charles Woodson, and y'all know Woodson's playing in the Super Bowl coming up this Sunday with the Green Bay Packers. And so, hey, you know, we played that again today as, you know, we've been sharing with people and then also following up. I mean, it's an exciting time, you know, and following up with President Obama's message of entrepreneurship and the Internet and where we need to go, as he said, our Sputnik moment. And, hey, it's a moment for you out there that's looking for something. Matter of fact, you know, 175,000 people are joining network marketing companies a week. 175,000 people are joining network marketing companies a week. And so, again, you know, we feel that, you know, that we have one of the top, if not the best, opportunity. Again, I'm not putting anybody down. I don't have to put people down to push ourselves up. But we're dealing with, as he said, e-commerce and travel. And basically, again, how it works is that you get paid to shop. You get paid when your friends shop at Macy's, Walmart, and all of those different stores. We have over 700 stores on the e-commerce site that you can receive being a part of this company. And as a broker, you can, you know, that's what he was talking about in terms of the $49.95 a month, be able to give away as many of these sites as you want. I call them stores. And every just like a franchise, and being a franchisor and a franchisee. And you can give those away to people for free as a broker. And every time they use them, you get dollar-for-dollar match on, you know, how much money they make from the use of their store when people, their friends, and other people shop. The other side is you know, passive residual income. I mean, we're going to be doing another show. Like I said, we're going to be doing a series of shows following up, sharing stuff from the telethon, and we'll do another show around the compensation and all of that. But today, I just wanted to deal with that issue, as Terrence talked about, called skepticism. And people are skeptic. It's tax season also, you know, and I do taxes, and especially helping people in home-based business, and especially people also in our business. And, you know, his friend, she mentioned the tax advantages. I mean, yes, home-based business, you get to write off part of your utility bill. You get to write off the mileage on your car. 50 cents per mile you get back. I mean, I got a person who came into business. They commute 104 miles a day round trip. That's $52 a day tax deductible from their income. See what I'm talking about here? See what I'm talking about here? 20,000 miles on your vehicle in a year, that's a $10,000 tax deduction, lowering your taxable income. Again, don't take, you know, Baba Jahi's word for it. You know, just Google Sandy Botkin, and also you can always come back to this, to Home-Based Business 101. We've shared some of Sandy's materials on here in terms of tax advantages of home-based business. His last name is spelled B-O-T-K-I-N. Google Sandy Botkin, and he'll take you to his website, Tax Deduction Institute, and there you'll learn a lot about taxes and other things. And so, hey, you know, if you're interested in how to get involved in this tremendous, tremendous opportunity, what you need to do is you need to, one, leave a comment on the home-based business page. Two, also, you can take and email us at Baba, B-A-B-A, Jahi, J-A-H-I, at Movements, that's M-O-V-E-M-E-N-T-S, Unlimited, UNLIMITED.com. Or, hey, feel free to give us a call, 252-977-6834. Your opportunity awaits you. Again, give us a call at 252-977-6834 because your opportunity awaits you. And as President Obama said, we need to take advantage of entrepreneurial opportunities to help stimulate the economy. Hey, and with that said, you know, hey, that's our show for today. And it's time to close out with our theme song. And our theme song, you know, is called It's My Time. Hey, it's my time. It's your time. It's our time. Make every day your time, which would be basically a way of making it my time. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.